Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Two closeout games, possibly.
Yeah. I told the fam.
Zero Dark 30.
Yes. I got to tell you,
guys. Now, why is that?
Because I love what? Okay.
Evan, I love you, baby!
Trying to get to the bottom of it.
It was the same yesterday when I said I'm going down to the office to watch the second half, believe it or not,
you did.
Of the worst series in NBA history, the Knicks-Pistons, which actually has now gotten a little better.
It's gotten a lot better. And yeah.
I don't just lock in for the home teams. I need to get a feel for the entire league.
This is my March Madness. It's just in April, bud. I've always said that.
You've never said that. This is the first time I've ever heard you say that.
Evan... Evan, I won't even put the pressure or bring you in this.
Yeah.
That's my mantra. The real March Madness is the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
That bugs you, huh?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I like that.
Yeah.
I've just never heard you say that before.
I got you.
That was a good thought.
Probably my black friends, maybe. I got you guys confused. Who knows? But, Snotty, that's my thing, man.
Let me just ask you a question. I'm going to ask both of you guys this question. Okay, so, Goo, you played high school sports.
Yep.
Did your dad ever watch you play?
Yeah.
Where'd he sit?
Kind of further away. He wasn't that guy. He's not me.
Evan, you were a hell of a pitcher in high school and college, and I'm sure your dad and mom saw you play a few times. Sorry, Goo, I should have included your mom there watching you play. But where'd they sit?
Well, baseball is a little different than basketball because you can't really be on the
diamond. They were in the first row. Go ahead and say it, and they heckled.
No. No, you guys have met my parents.
They don't seem like hecklers.
They're the best.
They don't.
What about yours?
What do you think?
See, that's what I love.
I didn't even know he was at games.
Stein's dad was
time.
On the court.
Oh, I thought you were taking... Your mom, I'm judging her on Facebook, and for me meeting the lovely Mary... I'm thinking you're saying they're loud. You're saying
my dad?
What, and moms, too.
No. The complete opposite.
Okay. All right. I can see her getting after it.
And you know what? Like father and mother, like son, when I go see my daughters perform, I sit in the back. It's not about me. It's about my children.
And I'm with that.
Okay.
But if you get a front seat, that doesn't mean you're making it about you.
No, but... I think it's a little revealing. That's all.
Like, I'm going to be honest. You, little Daryl played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent a video to one of my best friends, 49er Frankie. And I didn't know I was doing this, but I've done it for years. Right behind the catcher in the backstop, Stani, is a gated fence. I'm right there telling them, keep the elbow up. Scoot in. And I sent the video to Frankie, and he told me to he meant it. This will you shut the F up? How can the kid bat? Shut up! But, I'm guilty, but it's all out of love.
Well, if that's your rationalization for trying to steal the spotlight from little Daryl.
Do you think that's what I was doing
No, not maliciously.
Okay.
No. That's too far. You're not doing anything malicious.
It's just love.
Yeah, I don't think you're trying to steal the spotlight, but you are.
Wow.
Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. See what he has to say. What's up, Pete? How you doing, my man?
Hey, good morning, gents. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm loving this conversation. And, you know, Giannis mentioned family room.
Yes.
All the NBA teams have separate family rooms for each team. Mm. And they also have a section that the family and their friends can go sit in.
Yep.
It is not courtside.
Correct.
And part two, the NBA has a fan code of conduct. It prohibits fans from entering the court or engaging in disruptive behavior. They can be ejected or potentially arrested.
You're,
they just cannot go on the court.
I agree, so, Pete. It's not your court.
Wow. So, go ahead.
Well, he's right, because let's say, okay, for example, tonight's game in Houston. Every Warrior player, if it's the same as the regular season, gets two tickets and everybody on their staff. So
in the 100 section.
Somewhere. The Warriors will have no, not really. It's usually halfway up the first level toward the top of the first level. Those aren't necessarily courtside seats.
Okay, right.
So, for example, if Aisha Curry's at the game tonight, she's going to be
totally get it.
14 rows up.
Gotcha.
Now, Halliburton's different. Halliburton's dad's different. He's got a courtside seat that he clearly paid for, and that's where he's sitting. And just because you sit in the front row, it doesn't mean you should it doesn't mean you have access to the floor that people not sitting in the first row don't have.
Gotcha.
I mean, you just.
So is it shame on security for allowing him to?
There's not enough security to hold off all the people who belong on the court, or at least have a reason to be on the court, and then every nitwit, fan or parent, or brother or sister or agent, or cousin or sibling to come out on the court.
I have to believe, Stoney, if I ask you, do you think, and we don't know Mr. Halliburton Sr., he's got to be embarrassed, and he made a mistake.
Right.
And he could have been sipping and excited. I mean, it doesn't make it right.
No.
But we hadn't heard about him. And we don't know at all if this is something he does and splurges in his front row in all the games.
I got to believe he's done it before.
Okay, without being...
Whether he's in the first row,
I'm with you.
Talking stupid to an opponent. I'm sure...
Or not.
I'm sure he... Okay, so Tyrese Halliburton, his father has been, well-behaved for Tyrese's entire career. And he did something out of character? I don't believe that. I think that's probably who he is. And it's not about his dad. But it became about his dad last night. His kid just won a game at the buzzer, advanced to the second round.
Great comeback.
And he's got to say, yeah, my pops, he messed this up.
Totally wrong on dad. No doubt.
Okay. And the problem solved. If you don't allow hangers on in whatever capacity, and here's the other thing, after like Malice at the Palace and stuff, what were we all taught? Player safety. Well, this is fine. Then this is a player safety issue. You don't like. You can't. You got it.
Yeah, it could have went left.
Exactly. Well,
there are events that occur on the court where family members are allowed. Like, you know, when the Warriors. Advance to the finals.
Exactly.
They have trophy presentations, and players bring their kids up, and their
Super
wives
Bowl
are there.
And all that.
Right.
But it's like there's like a 20 or 30 minute period where everyone exits the floor, and then those players are brought in. And I think they have wristbands, or there's some sort of
VIP.
I think they plan it out before of who is allowed to come on for the trophy presentation if there is one. It's not just a free for all.
Right.
Like that. That's totally okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm not talking about when a team either wins a championship or wins a conference final or the NFC championship in football where they're going to...
You're talking about a regular night.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about when they have a post-game presentation of some sort where, yeah, then the family can go up there and the kids and all that stuff, but that is usually 15, 20 minutes after the game.
Yeah, you mentioned T. Morant. And, you know, he bothers me. Who cares? But I just can't stand it, Stoney, because I believe that guy is making it about him. But with that said, I was just shocked at how much run this got, because nothing went down in regard to Giannis keeping his composure, Halliburton condemning his own dad, you know, by his actions, saying it was wrong. But outside of T. Morant, Stoney, I guess what I'm saying to you is, and heckling doesn't count, I just don't remember this ever happening where a parent was taunting another player after a win.
The fact that he's a parent, it means like he doubly or triply shouldn't have even thought of ever doing something like that. But it's not isolated to him. I feel like in these post-game moments, now you're having just regular fans on the court, and it's a recipe for disaster. What's my guy's name for Oregon?
Oregon.
Who got into LeGarrette
Blunt. LeGarrette Blunt?
Yeah. You know, it was just, I think he punched a fan from the other team as he was walking off the court, or walking off the field. It's like, get off the field. Let these guys go to the locker room. That's all. Yes, for those who are just joining us, we're talking about what happened last night in Indiana. Giannis Antetokounmpo, after they lost late, he was standing on the court and people were starting to come onto the court. And one of the fans who came onto the court was Tyrese Halliburton's dad. And he had a big towel, like a beach towel, with his son's face on it. And he walked in front of Giannis, and he was about 6 yards away from him.
But.
And he just starts holding this right in front of Giannis and talking to him about, this is what we do.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What we do, and it's like,
yeah. Stiney like had to have something in his cup, man.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's just, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, Stiney, what's up, guru?
Hey. You know what? Hold on.
Blunt
may have punched the opposing player.
He did that, too.
He did both?
The bad man.
Anyway.
You already know.
Okay, what's up, Matt? How you doing?
Yeah, nice. Three things real quick. One, I don't get why it isn't like baseball. You step on the court, you're done. You're out. Period. That's right. What they should do. Two, I'm worried about tonight. I think Udoku's a punk, and he is training these kids to be dirty. I'm really worried about somebody getting hurt tonight. I really am. But it is fun again. And then lastly, how about some love for Dunleavy? My goodness.
You know what?
They're getting mean.
Good point. Continue, my boy.
Well, okay, we got a 19th pick and a 52nd pick who are giving meaningful minutes in the playoffs. He got Butler without giving up his main asset. I think the guy's been fantastic, and I think that's part of the reason things are looking up. I still think the Western Conference Finals is probably as far as they're ever going to get, but that would be fantastic, and it's just great that basketball's fun again. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm with you, Guru, man. College is okay, but this is my March Madness.
There you
too.
Go, man.
I'm just eating it up. It's wonderful. All right, fellas, enjoy the game. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I think that was a... terrific call.
On Dunleavy.
And maybe it's time to talk about Mike Dunleavy. And to my way of thinking, obviously the Butler trade has helped turn this thing around, but now you got to go back to when he started and the Brandon Pajemski pick. It looks like it's a really good pick for a guy at 19. Those are not sure things. I'm trying to think of some old, you know, who was a 18th or 19th pick? A guy like Kevin Huerter. Well, I think Pods has a chance to be better than Kevin Huerter.
I would agree with that.
Trying to think who else. For example, I'm pretty sure that the San Antonio Spurs at 18 took Lonnie Walker 1 year. Well, I think Pods has a chance to be better than Lonnie Walker. So the Pods pick looks like it's going to be a really, really solid pick.
And the decision, if this really went down and they coveted him to where he wasn't included in any trade, don't forget that or omit that, Stoney, because that's how strong they thought about Pods. And it looks like they were right.
Think about that for a minute, Warrior fan.
And I was laughing like, what are you doing?
And that's how things can change.
Wow.
I mean, remember the ridicule that the Warriors front office received for the perception, and I don't even know if it was true or not, but even if, let's assume it was true, you know what? The Warriors are right. They should have never given up a guy like Pods for Markkanen.
Yeah.
No chance.
Wow.
I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that, but... the reality is, it wouldn't have just been, Pajemski for Markkanen straight up? Yeah, maybe, I don't know. But no, you're not getting...
They didn't want to include him at all.
Well, if that's the case, they were right. Because who's Lauri Markkanen?
Man, we talked about my wins, but I will take my L. Zach LaVine, we can keep going. But the bottom line, too, is you keep bringing up the Butler trade, and I understand it. It will go down in infamy, but Stoney, it's the cost. It's what I thought they would have to spend to go get a Rolls Royce or a Bentley, and they were able to do it, do I dare say, just from a basketball standpoint, half the price by being able to hang on to a guy like Pods and Moody and Kuminga at the time.
Right.
And just whoa.
Right. And the only reason they got him at half price was because he had become a malcontent in Miami.
Yeah.
And the Warriors pounced. And they probably would have had to give up a lot more if Jimmy Butler were in good standing.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, he wouldn't even be being on the market then.
Now we get to Quentin Post.
I forgot QP.
And I just love the way the organization has dealt with Quentin Post. He didn't play for the Warriors for the first half of the season. He comes in as a rookie. He practices some with the Warriors, but he goes and plays in the G League. And he gets up to speed, and he gets used to life in the NBA and all the travel and all that stuff. And here comes January, and guess what? Now your rookie's ready to play. And he's played, and he's contributed. I mean, nobody knew who Quentin Post was when they drafted him. And I'll even take it a step further, and I know he's not playing much right now. But if you draft somebody in the 50s and they're still on your team, I think that's a good pick. And I'm talking about Trayce Jackson-Davis, even. Like, he's helped him at times this year. I don't think he's necessarily a great player, but if you look at NBA drafts, the guys who get picked in the 50s, very rarely do they end up on an NBA team, or let alone in an NBA team in their rotation. So, listen, from where the Warriors were a couple years ago, I didn't think they could be here right now after 2 years. It was, you know, everything was looking like it was starting to trend downward, and the Butler trade has made Pods look better and Post look better.
Curry.
And that's where they're at right now.
Kerr, everybody.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Sinkhole in San Francisco. What's up, Sinkhole?
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Yeah. Good afternoon, Stanya and Guru. I love your show.
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to chime in. I'd like to see better defense from Pods. And I'd like to, you know, not to throw him under the bus, but he's kind of like our Russell Westbrook in a sense. Listen, he's going to get your stats because he's scrappy. But, I mean, just one play kind of magnifies what he needs to do. Not only better shot selection, but on defense, he got lost on a switch. And then back on offense on the play after that, he chucks up a three, bricks the three, and then he fouls. I think Van Fleet, I think it was. So, I mean, all of that encapsulates what he absolutely needs to work on. I know we're stuck with picking up the pieces and this is what we got to do. But, hey, this summer, you need to lock in with Steph and you need to lock in with Draymond and get your defense better. Number two, I think we need to get more slashing. I love to see GP2 the game before last because he was slashing and he was just – I mean, he even got props from his dad. We need more slashing. I know we're playing this inside-outside ball, which is great, but only play inside-outside if we got real shooters on the edge. Which is Steph. Steph's the real shooter. But can we get some more slashing tonight? Can we get GP earlier than before? And then lastly, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this whole Jokic would be better than Moses Malone or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in their era. I think that's a crock. I said Jokic was good, but he was having problems with Zubac, and everybody saw it. He was mad. Listen, if he's getting used by Zubac, trust me, Moses Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would eat his lunch. And thanks for taking my call.
That's a good call, man.
Appreciate it, Sinkhole. I know exactly the stretch he was talking about with Pods. Pods took a bad heat check three.
I remember.
From the top of the circle, and then committed a bad foul on Van Vliet, and then something else happened
bad sequence
at the other end.
Yeah.
Right. But the reason that he can play through a bad sequence, or Kerr sticks with him through a bad sequence, is Pods has shown already in a year or two that he also makes plays that help winning. And you can live with a couple bad stretches or bad sequences if overall you're positive. And there's no doubt that at least last game, overall, Pods was a big-time positive.
And let's just go up. In a year that didn't culminate in any playoffs, I'm just saying this shocks me, man. The dude, Brandon P., led the team in plus-minus. And you're talking about, forget the record, you're talking about a team with Draymond, Steph, and Looney, and likes of that, you know, guys like that. So that lets you know that, you know, the smarts are there. He's not perfect. And I get him on defense, but he didn't break up the sequence the caller did this last game where I thought help was a big play in the game. Stein, he gets beat off the dribble by Van Vliet, but has the know-how to stay with the play, hustle, and blocked it from behind. But when he said slashing, I'll do it today, my first time. Stoney, I just think of that's why the Kuminga not making an impact hurts. If the guy just could have figured that out, I'll run the baseline. I'll cut like GP2. That's why it hurts. It's like, dare I say, Stoney, that sounds easy, but it makes it worse that he couldn't pick that up.
To me,
I'm sorry, I had to do it, man. Slashing.
I mean, I think
on the baseline.
I mean, I think if you watch the Warriors and you watched them in this postseason, you know why Kuminga's not playing.
Man.
And one of the reasons Kuminga's not playing is because, like, he can't, like, he hasn't learned how to be a role player. He only knows how to be a focal point type of a player.
But you've never done that here, though.
Who?
As far as been the focal type of
Butler. He was before Butler got here. I mean, he's never been the one.
Okay, I got you. No, they depended on him, yeah.
No, saying all he does is score. That's all he does. And he hasn't been efficient this year as he has in the past with scoring. So Steve Kerr's saying, hey, I know you like to score, and that's probably the thing you do best, but
damn,
you got to rebound.
Right.
You got to defend. And if he's not doing that, then he can't. But he can't. He can't. He doesn't know how to be a role player. He only knows how.
Wow.
Ball in my hands, I can get something done. And, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, Pods, over the course of, like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but if Pods plays 30 minutes and Kuminga plays 30 minutes, I don't necessarily think Kuminga's a significantly better scorer. Or, well, you know, if they both play 30 minutes, yeah, okay, Kuminga will get you 18. Pods will get you 15. What's the difference? 3 points, and then Pods gives you so many more things outside of shooting and scoring, man, that Kuminga doesn't.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Rockets game 5 tonight. It's a 4:30 tip off, so it's a little earlier than the games have been tipping off. What are your expectations from the Golden State Warriors tonight, knowing they have a 3-1 lead and and Houston's going to be very, very desperate? So what are your expectations tonight for the Golden State Warriors? The one thing I did hear that I disagree with, I'll tell you about it on the other side, but I see a lot of fans saying if this happens, we should do this. And I'm here to tell you, if this happens, I wouldn't do what everybody says to do. But again, that's just me. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 4:30.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Warriors live at 3:30 and tip off at 4:30, and then Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy will take you home with the Warriors live postgame show, and we'll see if the Warriors can close out the Houston Rockets. We're talking a little bit about Pajemski and some of the Warriors' young players and giving some credit to Mike Dunleavy, who has, to my way of thinking, at least forestalled a team that looked to be downward trending. Not just this year, but in the last couple of years. It looked like the Warriors may not have some action for a while.
Man.
And he's managed to not only keep this thing afloat, but give the Warriors a crack at it. And somebody called in earlier and said, you know, we got to talk about Dunleavy. And I thought, you know what, that's a guy we haven't talked about. And yes, you're right, we should. He's been great.
And if you allow me to, you know, forget back to the future, look forward to the future, and kind of, you know, just not name Steph, Dre, Looney, and Curry, Butler. I mean, Steiner, you talk about Post, you talk about Moody, Pods, as you mentioned, and that's why it hurts, and I'm hoping that Kuminga can stay around here. But if that arrow, which I don't believe is pointed up right now, that was a core of young players, and you still have it. But if Jonathan would have did his part, and he still may get that opportunity, I mean, the Warriors look good when you talk about their future outside of the OG.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
I'm not saying finals, like you still got to work and add. But
this is what I was thinking about just the other night with the Rockets.
Yeah.
And, okay, yeah, Post. He helped, no doubt. Pods, he had a great game, no doubt.
Gotcha.
Moody, he was so-so.
Yeah.
But you have to put the Warriors' young players in context with other young players around the league and look at the team they're playing. They got four Podses. You know, they got Şengün, they got Green, they got Thompson, they got Jabari Smith Jr. So, like, those
you sound
guys,
like Austin and San Jose, well, compare our youngsters to the other ones.
He's right. I mean, I think he's right.
But you just, real quick, Sonny, you talked about TJD, and I didn't even mention him, and he's going to be a part. But my point is, he was drafted in the 50s, you said. So can you really compare him to Amen Thompson? You know what I mean?
Yes, because the Warriors, unfortunately, had to draft late for so many years. And because they drafted late, you know, they didn't get a lot of great players. And then when they had a shot to get it, they missed it. But Pods is a really good young player. How many does Oklahoma City have?
Yeah, I got you.
How many good young, like, they have good young stars?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Can Pajemski be a star?
Not six.
At this point, I would have laughed at you 90 days ago. But standing now, I'm like, I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna just say his future's bright.
It is bright, but a lot, you know, the Warriors have any young players as good as Banchero and Wagner?
Well, no.
Right.
No.
So it eventually, when they transition off their stars, they're either going to have to get another star or expect their role players to become integral players.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where we'll find out how good these guys are down the line.
Yeah, Stani, as this went down yesterday, can I share something with you that I was dealing with as we saw this Giannis Halliburton thing go down? We've been together almost 8 years on the microphone together. And, Stani, there have been some down times in regard to Warrior basketball, but there's one constant, and it's Giannis, just the possibility and the idea of Giannis. And to me, nobody asked, you didn't. I think it's time to go, and he knows what he can do to get out of Dodge there in Milwaukee. That's just me. But what if I told you, as a Warrior fan, for the first time since Durant, I don't want Giannis because I believe that Jimmy Butler is Giannis, because what he does on the court with this game that helps everybody else, and then how he plays. So do you have a problem for me looking you in the face telling you Stani is so good in Warrior land that I think Jimmy Butler's their Giannis? They don't need a guy like that.
Well, I think that would be, I don't think it's the craziest thing I've ever heard, but I do think it's somewhat
short-sighted.
No, what's it called? Something of the moment.
Prisoner of the moment.
Yeah, I think that's being a prisoner of the moment. I mean, if the Warriors get beat in the second round,
all right.
and you know, they lose, you know, in five games, then maybe everything's not good in the hood. I mean, are you saying that you'd rather have Butler than Giannis?
I think right now, and I told you I've been a little, and who am I? Evan was like, he's a better, and he was right. Dude's a top three. Like, Giannis is better than Jimmy Butler, but I'm like, would he have the impact on the Warriors like Jimmy Butler has had thus far? And it looks like it's going to continue in the playoffs. Stoney, I don't know that answer.
Like, no, I know my answer.
What would it be?
It would be Giannis.
Wow.
Because I've not discounted.
You think he would be able to facilitate and have the other guys play off of him the way that Jimmy's doing it?
They wouldn't use him like they use Jimmy Butler. They'd probably use him in a different way. But because they have two guys who can,
wow,
they can also run the offense through with Draymond and Curry. The age thing's a big factor. And we're talking about an MVP. I mean, we're talking about a player that many think is a top three player in the league in Giannis. So,
and he does have a ring, but I think what Jimmy's done with Miami, albeit in the East, and that's where Giannis got his,
right,
his ring.
Giannis had 50 points in a closeout game.
It happened.
50 in a closeout game in an NBA Finals.
A regulator on the YouTube chat laughing at me, Jimmy better than Giannis. I guess I'm saying the impact, guys, the impact.
Yeah,
Jimmy's doing it all, right?
It can't be done. So you're telling me, Goo, if Milwaukee would call and say, "We'll trade you straight up Giannis for Butler," you're not going to do it if you're the Warriors?
I'm just keeping it real.
No, it's fine.
Because of the age, that would be something I would really think about. But I guess I'm putting it back on you. Can Giannis have the impact of Jimmy?
Yes. Yes, I believe
he
can.
And then here I go.
Totally different way.
Okay. Could Giannis have took that Miami team to the finals twice?
It doesn't matter.
I don't think so.
Finals.
Yeah.
He's an NBA champion.
Yeah, but he had okay. I'm not here to diminish Giannis, but the way that where his skill set is at, I just don't know if he would have came here instead of Jimmy, that this Warrior team would have took off the way that it has. That's what has become an apparently abundantly clear to me, is Jimmy does it all.
Okay, so you think Jimmy's better than Giannis? I don't. I mean, I kind of think you're overthinking it a little bit.
Help me, though. When you say that, like, expand on, because I told you I don't think Giannis's game has grown. And you could be like, dude, dummy, it don't need to grow. But, you know, I'm like, can he do what Jimmy's done to make others better around him? And
I think
we're finding out in Milwaukee, maybe that answer's no.
Well,
he did get it done. I can't rob him of that.
Well, you're dismissing it, is what you are. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been in the top three MVP guy for the last, what, 6-8 years? He's a dominant player. He's close to unstoppable. Now, again, they wouldn't use him like they're using Jimmy Butler, but I would take Butler over KD, but Giannis is a completely different animal.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned.
And I guess what I'm saying, Stanley, the word I'm looking for is versatile. Maybe he's more versatile than Giannis, but I could understand if I put the poll up, people would be like, dude, you're smoking. One, Giannis is younger. He's got a ring. He's better. But I'm just talking about, I'm drunk and in love with the impact of what I knew Jimmy was a dog before he came, but I just didn't know he had that magic wand to get every, you know?
Let's hold on a second. Like, that's all. I mean,
they had got out the first round.
Just gotten eliminated.
All right.
For the third year in a row in the first round, so it's easy to do that. Who's a better scorer?
Wow.
Who's a better scorer?
Giannis.
Yeah. Who's a better rebounder?
Yeah, I got you.
Who's a better defender?
Giannis.
Okay. That's why I would take him. Oh, here's
a better warrior?
And that, I guess.
Well, right now, it's Butler, because Giannis has never been a warrior.
Yeah, but.
But what?
Nah.
But.
Just quickly here.
Yeah.
Forget Giannis with the Warriors. because you know where I'm at. You were the guy first, and I give you that. And I came around. I was in love with Giannis. I guess I'm saying, why has Milwaukee not got it done?
Like, look at the team. Let me tone it down.
Okay.
When the Milwaukee Bucks played their first playoff game,
Worst starting five.
That's the worst starting five I've ever seen in the playoffs.
If we backlog it and go back to the last two or three years when he wasn't hurt.
Okay.
They didn't get it done. And
that's because basketball's a team sport, Goo. One guy can never get it done. Like Michael Jordan never got it done until he had competent teammates around him. One guy, look at Steph Curry before Butler got here. Like, he was not the same player that he is now.
I'm not mad at that, but let's just do this. Right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Stani, if you're Giannis, do you want out right now? Especially with, I hope he wants out.
Why?
Because you're not going to win as is. And now they might miss next year. Milwaukee's done, Stani.
Why would you say that?
Haven't shown any life in the last 4 years.
What happened after the Warriors won the title in 2022?
They lost in
They didn't make the playoffs. Then they lost in the first round, right?
No, they lost to the Lakers the year after they won the chip.
Okay, so everybody thought they were done, too. I mean, they were old. They had everybody thought the Warriors were going to be downward trending in 2020. They were in 2023 and 2024. Yeah. Nothing.
All right. So I give you that.
Now they're back.
But you wouldn't understand if Giannis wanted out, though. If he's mad just at the organization and looking at the cupboards outside of him. Because you're clearly saying, Goo, it's more than just the top dog. So if I'm Giannis you're looking around, wouldn't you want to you know what? It was nice here. We got it done. Yeah, but I'm not going to rot away here.
Then he's a player just like Durant and just like LeBron. The rest of them. Sure. Yeah. That's fine. You know, and this is the other thing.
Middleton got old right in front of his face.
Damned if you don't. Damian Lillard. I want to stay in Portland. Oh, he doesn't want to win? Okay, Dame wants out of Portland. Oh, he's a quitter.
I'm not we're in the era now of, you know, it's so if you want to leave, you paid your dues and you're clearly not the problem. And if you could find somewhere to go that gives you a better chance to win, man.
Yeah, I don't hold it against the best player on a team if he doesn't have the help that he needs. And I think that team stinks. Brook Lopez, I think, stinks. Yeah.
To be fair, this is the first time that Giannis has played every game of a postseason series where they've been eliminated in the first round.
Because he's had some bad luck.
Since his early years. Yeah. Like, last year he didn't play a single game in the playoffs. The year before he got hurt. I think that was against the Heat when Jimmy beat him. But he got hurt in game three. And then the year before that, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Man. Or semis.
Yeah, Stani, I hope I'm not coming across saying he's a bum. He's been one of my favorites, man. But I want selfishly for him to say, I can't rot away here. I can't wait. I can go somewhere and have better talent around me and maybe make something happen.
What if Steph would have done that?
But when would he have ever done that?
The last 2 years and right up to the Jimmy Butler trade.
Well, when you say the last two years, Stani, they come off a chip,
right?
Shocked the world, and lost to the Lakers in six the year after.
Okay.
Then you follow that up with no playoffs.
Correct.
But you had Wigginsgate going on.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I hear you.
And they were downward trending up until Jimmy Butler came.
But you're talking about a year removed from winning your fourth championship. Why would you want to dip?
They're almost 3 years removed from 2022, which is just a little longer than Giannis is from his championship. Like, I'm just saying, you want Giannis to get out of there, but you'd never say that about Curry. And it's somewhat of the same situation. The Bucks seem to be downward trending now, and the Warriors had been downward trending for 2.5 years. They got Butler, they caught lightning in a bottle, and now they got a shot at it. Ryan Rollins started game one for the Bucks this year.
Yeah, you went
Ryan
over it.
Rollins.
Gotcha.
Okay, like, just.
But if you're Giannis, you're probably thinking that or telling your wife or your brother, like, hey, I love everybody, but damn.
Yeah, just like Steph when he was looking around at his teammates a couple years ago outside of Draymond Green. You think he was excited about Patrick Baldwin Jr. or Ryan Rollins or who did they draft? I mean, I'm sure he wasn't super excited about Pods until 2 years later you find out he's a pretty good player. I'm not a guy who, like, he can do whatever he wants,
yeah.
Giannis.
Yeah.
But,
and we got Gelsey coming on too. I know he covers all NBA, but I don't know, Stoney. I just feel like, you know, what did Evan tell me? What, 2 or 3 years left on his deal, Giannis? But we know in this world, man, things can happen, and I don't know.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA Radio. We'll talk about the Warriors in the postseason, maybe spend some time with Giannis. Let's go out to a couple calls. Let's go to Ro in Oakland. What's going on, Ro? How you doing?
Fellas, how we doing?
Game 5, baby.
Yes, sir. It's ironic that you're having this Giannis talk. One of my last calls, I threw that hypothetical trade out there, and here we are, Bill. You're not feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling the closeout game. I predicted the Warriors in 5.
No. I'm talking about the Giannis. Yeah.
No, I think we got our Giannis. I think we got our Giannis and Jimmy Butler, man. I really do, and I get it. I again, I'm going to lose something that I didn't say because I know the tail of the tape goes to Giannis. But I just feel like the Warriors are fat cats right now for the next 3 years if Jimmy and everybody remains healthy. So Giannis is something you wouldn't think about. But maybe I'm wrong because it sounds like you are.
Well, don't get me wrong. Like, Jimmy does bring playmaking ability, and he does make us, our young guys, better. But Giannis also brings another tangible that we lack, which is athleticism, size, and rim protection. So that's one of the reasons why I would consider it. But, you know, don't get me wrong, Bucket's been a truth, so I greatly appreciate Bucket. So,
yeah.
So I want to get that twisted, but... Hey, for the first time, I got a rat to put on the table.
There you go. Brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Is it just me? And I love this kid. QP, he brings shooting. He brings toughness. He rebounds, and he blocked a few shots, but that's never talked about. But the man is the most unathletic man I ever seen in my life, like the B7 feet. Do you see him go to the rim? And I would look. I just want him in the offseason to... Yeah, I remember when post players would go to Olajuwon on the offseason and go, you know what I mean, work on their game. That's what I love to see QP doing. If he do that, he'd be unstoppable. And I got another take. But tonight, it's Game 5. It's going to be on the Houston. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at us. So we got to be ready to counteract that. And I understand what you were saying earlier, Steiny, like we playing with house money, so the mindset might not be to go out there and not maybe have the urgency to close this out. But if we close this out tonight and we get that rest, we got a good chance moving forward. And that's all I got, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call, Ro.
What did you make of his take on post?
I just don't think there's right now a low post threat. Like what? I just don't think the Warriors, as long as Steph and Draymond are here, I'm not sure they want a guy who's strictly a back-to-the-basket guy.
Well, why we're in love with him is he's a stretch five. To be that, you got to shoot. He's got that down.
Well, I'm talking about but I thought the caller was saying...
He don't like the way he's moved.
I thought the caller was saying, you know, get him inside, work with Olajuwon, and get a low post game.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he shouldn't, but, I mean, he can't lose sight of his number one strength, which is the ability to shoot threes.
Mm.
I don't know, Goo. Giannis. Giannis averaged, oh my God, 30 a game on 60% shooting. 12 rebounds a game and 6.5 assists.
But I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, is your cupboards are full right now, right? The Giannis.
Let me put it this way.
Okay, go ahead.
If Joe Lacob could get Giannis and it would cost him Butler, he would do it. I mean, outside of the Warriors winning a title.
Which I think is not off the table this year, but go ahead.
And what if they lose in the second round? See, that's what I mean. I mean, the Warriors are up 3-1. Giannis has been eliminated. And so, Butler. Butler. But, no, I would much rather have Giannis.
But when you said Joe Lacob, and then obviously the age gap and the difference, Giannis being younger.
Let's go to Kenny in Richmond. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas? What's up, baby?
Hey, talk to us, baby.
Hey, yes, sir. Game finals looking live. I called earlier when you guys were talking about Kuminga. My take on Kuminga, I think when Kuminga gets in a game, I think he's playing for that superstar bag. I don't think he's taking the role player role. Like, I'm not going to say he's not taking it serious, but he's not doing it because he's playing for that. He wants that $30 million. He wants max money. And I think he's trying to play like that. That's why when he gets a lot of ISO ball, he's not looking up the pass on the defensive end. He's not working so hard because he's focused on trying to get that bag. But I got a quick question for you guys. Do you guys think he understands, like, being a role? Do you think he understands a role player role? Because he only been playing basketball for 7 years at max, I believe. I don't know how old he is, but I believe he started real late. Do you think he understands it?
Wow.
All right, fellas. That's my
understands. Like, what specifically?
How to be a role player, which you talked about earlier.
I don't think he has any clue.
And is that all the youngster's fault?
Yes.
After 4 years in the same system?
Yes, it is.
And I would say the same thing. And I'm going to say this, because I am disappointed, Steiny. I didn't agree with him not getting any run. I'll leave that there. But the bottom line is, I don't think he's out there thinking about a bag. Like, and I'm not saying to call it, like, that's a cop-out. You got to study. You got to go out there and play free and figure out how can you maximize your time out there to make
it's
the coach.
Too late for that.
I understand he brought it up. I'm just answering it.
He's a non-factor.
Well, to go for 20 tonight.
Okay, then he's a factor, and we'll talk about it.
No, you're right. He just started a couple games ago. And that was it.
Desperation.
Yeah. 17
I mean, he
minutes.
Doesn't play in this series other than game two, probably. I mean, he might not play in the series if Butler never gets hurt.
Now, I do wonder, with Minnesota being longer than Houston, I believe, Steiny, do we see him?
I don't see any difference.
Wow.
Like, I'm not looking at Minnesota saying, wow, Kuminga would be great there. But no, we couldn't use him against the Rockets. Mm. It's like, what's the difference? They're both young, athletic, long, defensive teams. 888-957-9570. Is the number. That segment was brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.